Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the show today, William Shatner, Dick Hitswater, and food and movies from each state. They're all coming up right after this.
Has this ever happened to you?
Scalpel. Clamp. Knife.
Ow! Hey! What the f***? Ah!
Waking up during an operation can be both traumatic and painful. Did you know that you have a choice when it comes to choosing an anesthesia? Introducing Ed Padural's Anesthesia City! Anesthesia City!
Ed! Eddie Padural here. When you need to get gooned on the goofy juice, it really helps to shop around. And there's no better time than now, as we're getting giddy at Anesthesia City. Mm-hmm. It's our once-a-year Malaise Days.
Malaise Days!
Bring in your zoo book coupon, and we'll knock off an additional 50% on scratch and dent ethers, tenethols, and nitrous.
Anesthesia City!
And oh yeah! Free balloons for the kids. Hey, if they're real young, make sure they don't suck on any of that balloon air, if you know what I'm saying.
Anesthesia City, open every day, 10 until 10. 9.
Hey, I'm Ed Padural saying, so, what's it going to take for me to put you in a coma today?
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Well, I came up with this idea. You know, you see bumper stickers all over the place. And
okay,
so I would never put a bumper sticker on my own car.
Right.
Just because I think they're unsightly. However, I have gotten perturbed at people enough to want to put one on their car.
Oh, really?
I came up with this series of bumper stickers for other people's cars, assuming you're mad at them or just want to play a gag.
So I see.
Here's the first one. I hate cops.
Okay. All right, sir.
I hate cops.
Bumper stickers for other people's cars.
Try to argue your way out of a ticket with that.
I love your sticker there, pal. Yeah. You want to step out of the car?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man.
Then, you know, my other car was totaled while evading the paparazzi.
Oh, yeah.
Again, not for my car, but for someone else's. All right. Bloods and Crips can kiss my
ass. That's a good bumper sticker.
Yeah, that's a good one. That'll get you some attention.
Have you seen these, Christy?
No.
Here's I have a great body, and it's in my trunk. this is good for the when you see the fish sign on a car.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Jesus fish.
Jesus sucks.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
Oh. Yeah, what of it? Huh?
If a white man is driving, this car has been stolen. couple others. Rear end me if you're gay. I like that one.
That's good. That's good.
Again, not for my car. My kid got your honor student pregnant. Just, I think we got, yeah, and there's the last one. I'm not driving drunk, I'm just Asian.
We have a William Shatner update.
All right.
If you want to do the story.
Yeah, William Shatner at 90 will make history as the oldest person to ever be launched into space. He's going to take the ride October 12th as a passenger on a suborbital flight aboard Blue Origin's New Shepard vehicle.
Hmm.
So next Tuesday, old Bill is going to be shot into space.
See you next Tuesday.
Yep.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is. Do you, you remember who the latest, oldest
John
person?
Glenn, right?
83.
It was Johnny Glenn?
No, he was 82.
And
it was Wally Funk, one of the famous Mercury 13.
Oh, that's right.
That's yeah.
Right. One of the women that...
yeah. She made the first space flight as a passenger aboard the New Shepard vehicle on July 20th, if you'll recall.
Gotcha. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
But John Glenn went up and
yes,
went
he did.
Around. He did the full orbit and that mm-hmm. whole thing.
But he was 77, I think, when he did that. Something around there.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's hard to believe that Shatner is 90.
It really
no,
is.
He's,
it is.
He looks great.
Yeah. Still out there doing his thing.
Wow. Can you grab that?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
This is Dick Hitzwater, sitting in for Gloria Holstein, and this is some other news. William Shatner, best known for his role as Captain Kirk in the legendary Star Trek series, will be going to space, for real, aboard Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin rocket ship next week. Mm. Well, the 90-year-old actor has released a list of what he hopes to accomplish once he reaches the final frontier of space. First order of business, Mr. Shatner will get the Priceline rate for a couple of bargain nights for two aboard the International Space Station.
Priceline.
Of course. And that's where he'll copulate with a pheromone-emitting planet Orion dominatrix because, like they say, these chicks are green, but ever so clean.
Is that what they say,
is that what they say about them up there?
But sure. It says right on the teleprompter. What else will William Shatner do in space? Well, he'll catch up on his historical reading by finishing the book about Mongol leader Genghis Khan. And then he'll bed down with one of those Andorian warrior chicks because once you go blue, you'll want to do two.
The Andorian.
Then he'll defy Starfleet orders and explode a Klingon bird of prey out of the sky. Those knobby-headed ship cloaking douchebags.
They are knobby-headed.
Yeah.
Now, what else will William Shatner do in space? Well, he'll listen to classic funk on his iPod, preferably anything by Chaka.
Doubling down.
Couldn't decide which one to go with.
I think that's the last one. And last but not least, Mr. Shatner will enjoy the effects of weightlessness on his colon by finally being able to pinch off the captain's log.
Oh,
there it is.
Of course.
There, there you go. This is Gloria. No, this isn't Gloria. This is Dick Hitzwater sitting in for Gloria Holstein. And this has been Some Other News.
This time, when Shatner goes where no man has gone before, it'll be in his spacesuit. Now, this is the one they don't. This is the one they don't orbit. They just go up there in space for 3 minutes.
It's a 15-minute flight, I think, up and back.
The old vomit comet. Is that what they call it?
I don't find. I'm questioning this as being legitimate.
What do you mean?
Well, it's dangerous and everything, but it's not. Like the one last week where they were orbiting the Earth.
For 3 days, the Elon Musk.
What do you want from the guy? He's 90 years old.
You want him to go up there and do experiments? I
mean, they're weightless for a couple minutes, right?
Right, but I think he'll technically be, in space.
I'm sure it's dangerous and scary.
Yeah, there's a risk, sure,
It'd be kind of fun if they did the thing where they shot the him doing Rocket Man thing, but him up there. I'm sure you can't light a cigarette inside whatever they're going to be in.
Yeah,
but,
he's
saying
Rocket Man, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the toxing kind of rocket man burning out here alone.
He's great. 90 years old. That's really hard to believe.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not trying to be mean here, but he does wear a toupee.
Oh, God.
Oh, hats forever, yeah.
So, I mean, will they affix it to his head?
I have no doubt. Yeah, they don't want to.
Well, he'll be wearing a helmet,
it's windy,
won't he?
Inside the capsule.
No, I think in the capsule they can take that stuff.
I think they take it off. And
in 15 minutes, there's only up and down. They're only.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not.
I don't think they do on that flight.
I don't know how much a helmet's
exactly.
Helmet's going to do when you hit the earth. If something goes wrong, you hit the earth 3,000 miles an hour. I'm not sure that helmet's going to really do much as your brain turns to jello inside it.
More for when you lose gravity, not to hit your head on the wall.
They do wear.
I don't know. I don't know if they wear helmets.
The ball and their hair's flying all over the place.
Sure.
Well, that's because they're up in space for days. This is just going to go up and back.
Who knows? I have no idea.
I'm just saying, if I'm Mr. Shatner, I'm making sure they got plenty of that. What is it?
Tube glue. So
what do they glue toupees on with?
Tube glue.
Spirit gum spirits or whatever. What is that?
Spirit gum?
Like the theater people?
Yeah, spirit gum would be fine. Yeah. Okay. Maybe a little stick-em.
Okay. I'm just saying. It would be really weird to see his tube fly off.
Sure.
Well, that's what space. You want to see. But
of course I do.
You're so fascinated.
I'd like the man to maintain his dignity while he does this amazing act.
All right. Would you do it? Would you go up in space on this thing?
I would want to, but I tell you what, man, it would be a lot of puking. I'd have to have so much Dramamine that I don't
puker?
Even know. I get very nauseated when I'm on even just flights.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Can you tell me the difference between nauseated and nauseous? I've never figured
yes,
out.
Yes, you make somebody nauseous. You yourself feel nauseated.
Okay, that's good to know. Thank you very much.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
I don't want to get nauseous, Christy, but let's try doing some news. See what I did there?
Yeah, you get purposely screwed it up to
I can get make my you ire nauseous. Going. The sounds of musical instruments will ring out on the roads of New Delhi, replacing the ambulance sounds that have come to dominate during the coronavirus pandemic. Ambulance horns are going to be replaced with the sounds of the flute, tabla, and other traditional musical instruments on the roads. New Delhi's Union Road Transport Minister has confirmed that the shrill shriek of sirens are going to be replaced with the more soothing tones of traditional instruments.
Oh, good. So you can watch corpses being loaded into an ambulance to In the Mood, as opposed to... Yeah,
but played on a sitar.
It's like, what?
This is not...
No.
This is lipstick on a pig, isn't it?
Yes.
You're going to think it's the ice cream man.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be shrill. It's supposed to be awful.
So you know that it's coming.
Right. And get out of the way.
Something that drives me crazy is when, and we never do it, is when radio stations play a siren.
Yeah.
And you're driving along and all of a sudden, oh my God. And then, oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they're in songs. I thought that was illegal to do.
It should be.
Yeah, beeping and.
Yeah.
so, I mean, not even Norah Jones wants to hear sitar music when it's an ambulance. Even though it's probably her dad, Ravi.
Is he the only sitar player?
That I know of? I'm sure right now there's the
Benny
Goodman of sitar out there somewhere.
Sure.
Is Ravi still with us?
No.
I didn't think so.
That stuff was impressive, whether you like the sound or not.
Remember the famous, is it in the Bangladesh movie where... Mm-hmm. They're out there playing, and the crowd gets a big round of applause. He goes, "We were just tuning up."
Because you don't know the difference. Sorry.
I love the sitar stuff in various music.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah. So cool.
Tastefully done.
Beatles song.
It's cool. The microtones.
Whoa. There you go.
Yeah, that's lovely.
It's so evocative.
It's got its own thing.
They're not just tuning up. That's an actual song.
Yeah, that's. I mean, they got to go in there. Got some nice rhythm in there. And
not a fan, eh, Christy?
Yeah. No.
You know, Christy, if the lights are right and you're doing some stretches and some yoga and maybe
a little Kama Sutra, a
pound of reefer.
I guess that helps.
Okay.
I don't know.
Pound of reefer.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Afghanistan's capital could be plunged into darkness as the winter sets in because the country's new Taliban rulers haven't paid Central Asian electricity suppliers or resumed collecting money from consumers.
What? You mean they're disorganized?
Yeah. Never would have thought.
Unless addressed, the situation could cause a humanitarian disaster, warned Dayad Nuazi, who reigns as the chief executive of the country's state power monopoly nearly 2 weeks after the Taliban's takeover on August 15th. Actually, he resigned. I'm sorry, does not reign. He resigned. So he's warning people they've got to get something in place or it's going to get dark, dark and cold. It gets cold there, doesn't it?
So the Taliban may literally return them to the dark ages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they want.
Okay.
True. Well,
that'd be kind of dull, wouldn't it?
I suppose.
That's kind of their whole thing, isn't it? They're evil, evil people, so that's what you get.
Okay.
Israeli archaeologists have found a rare ancient toilet in Jerusalem dating back more than 2,700 years.
Wow.
When private bathrooms were a luxury in the Holy City.
Wow.
The Israeli Antiquities Authority said the smooth carved limestone toilet found in a rectangular cabin that was part of a sprawling mansion overlooking what is now the Old City. Yaakov Billing, the director of the excavation, said a private toilet cubicle was very rare in antiquity, and only a few were found to date. Only the very rich could afford toilets.
Mm.
Billing added that the famed rabbi once suggested that to be wealthy is to have a toilet next to his table.
Table?
Yes.
What a table for what?
I guess his kitchen table to the toilet.
I hope not dining room.
Same here.
Yeah.
It'd be, honestly, I would kind of like to have a big table next to the toilet. That'd be cool. You keep all your stuff there. Am I crazy for thinking that?
Yes.
No. If you mean, you're talking about a table in the bathroom.
Yes, in the bathroom.
But you wouldn't want a toilet next to your dining room table.
No, next to my dining room table. But I would like a nice dining room table sized thing in the bathroom. I can put my
books
there. It'd be kind of nice. If I got crazy rich, it would all be focused in the bathroom, you guys. I would have a bathroom big as the whole house, essentially.
Wow.
That's fascinating.
Mm-hmm. That is fascinating.
I want stuff to put all my things, little games. You know that game where you have the ball and the stick, you try to put it up there? How nice would it be? You're taking a number two, and you need to have that. You're playing with that the whole time.
Hmm. You might be spending too much time in there.
Yeah.
You got to get more fiber.
You're going to get a hemorrhoid.
Hey, listen, I have some delicious fiber cookies in my office. I'll bring them in.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
So this is in Jerusalem. This is literally an ancient toilet.
Yes.
Yeah, can you imagine the conversation at the dinner table? Some guy walks back from the toilet. Woo! I just took a Goliath-sized dump back there. See, it's biblical time.
Yeah.
Didn't you get an email about the another couple that had it?
I do. We had a story yesterday.
Oh, you mean about Meghan Trainor and her husband who had the side-by-side toilets?
Meghan Trainor claims that she has installed side-by-side toilets.
Why would she just claim it? I don't think you would do this if you didn't really have
She and her, I guess, husband can.
Yeah, she said she.
This makes no sense. You've got to kind of be into it.
I guess.
To have this done.
To be able to pee side-by-side, I can't.
Not just that.
We have this very nice letter from Louisville, Minnesota. Hi, everybody. The Wells family was way ahead of Meghan Trainor back in the old days. We've had this outhouse with double occupancy at our farm for many decades. Please see attached photos, and we're going to post these. Christy, there's the outhouse. Then, as you can see inside, it's a two-seater. Mm-hmm. My husband installed a light and electrical outlet in the 1990s. He even set up a TV in there for our viewing pleasure.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Eat your heart out, Meghan Trainor.
So do they crap together?
Oh.
I get it's a two-seater, so...
A bathroom TV sounds great.
We had it installed just today. The side-by-side bidet. We can pee and share a kiss while we do our business. We can be together while we go. I have to leave soon for a show, but I can't wait to be back on the commode again. Me and you going number two, sitting close together on the can. Me and you and a log of poo, honey, please. Turn on that fan.
Oh. Oh, boy.
Thank you, Josh.
It's yours.
No, that is wrong on all.
A tribute to Me and You and a Dog Named Boo.
That's a great song.
Yeah. I think Pat's tribute is very, very nice.
How about that?
No.
So, again, two things. Once again, the Israeli archaeologist discovering a rare ancient toilet in Jerusalem.
Yes.
Holy crap.
I'll say.
This is a friend of mine's doing something really interesting, and I can use a little help here.
Oh, that's cool. Christy, what do you have in news?
Josh, I think you'd like this.
And what's your friend doing?
This is such a great idea. They're going to do probably once a week. They have all 50 states on a chart, and they're going to cook a famous dish from that state every week.
Yeah, that's fun.
And then watch a movie that is either about that state or made in that state.
Okay, how about that?
That's a lot of work.
Oh, my God. No wonder you're single. That's fun.
Oh, is that fun?
Oh, how cool is
it? Are they retired?
For example.
Yeah, really, are they retired?
For example, you can't cook one meal. For example, South Dakota.
Yes.
Now, I know the movie obviously would be
Fargo.
North by Northwest.
Oh.
Wouldn't it?
Sure, why not?
Fargo, South Dakota, or North Dakota? I don't even know.
North.
Yeah. Oh, so that wouldn't work.
Fargo would be North Dakota. But
yeah.
Then the trick is you've got to find a particular dish that's famous in each state, and that gets a little tougher.
What's North by Northwest?
Alfred Hitchcock and Cary Grant's at the top at Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore. It's incredibly cool.
All right.
Some of these states, it's kind of hard to think of a movie that either was made there or is about that place. Yeah. Well, like if I was thinking Maine, of course, you've got a bunch of Stephen King movies.
Sometimes Dead is better.
Yeah. No, but what movie was made in New Hampshire? I don't know. I'm sure there was one at some point. Pennsylvania.
Sure, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Pennsylvania, you got anything from Philadelphia.
Well, the movie
Rocky.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, Philadelphia, a little depressing.
Yeah. Any Romero or Shyamalan, they love Philadelphia.
So anyway, if you're out there listening and you live or know about an obscure movie or a good movie made in a particular state, let me know.
Okay.
Like, man, Rocky and a cheesesteak, that'd be a fun night, wouldn't it?
See, that'd be great. Night,
yeah. That'd be perfect.
Jim's on South Street.
But and again, some states, I guess every state has an official food of some sort.
Of course, that's an easy Google search.
I would do the movie Manhattan and a bacon, egg, and cheese. That sounds good to me.
Now, the bacon, egg, and cheese.
Bagel?
Yeah. Really commonly at bodegas in New York City, get the bacon.
But see,
and
New York, you've got hundreds of options.
Yeah, sure. But that's what I'm going to go with is Manhattan. Now,
what would you do for Illinois? I would think deep dish pizza.
Illinois, I would just do my favorite chicken wings from Evanston, Illinois. Or I do deep dish, and I would do movie.
The musical
about
Chicago.
Yes, Chicago the musical.
No.
With John C. Reilly.
What? Turd. What do you mean? No.
No. Oscar
winner.
That's
a great movie.
Sucks. No, I would do. I would do any of the John Hughes movies.
Sure. I would do Deep Dish and Blues Brothers.
Okay.
That's a good one. Wouldn't this be fun?
Ferris Bueller. Isn't
I mean,
that
Josh,
in
let's just say you were dating.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a fun thing?
Hey, it would.
Hey, baby, for the next 50 weeks, you have to come over, and we're going to do, we're going to make a dish from each state, and then we're going to watch a movie from each state, and then I have the Kama Sutra here, and I've I've assigned a position for each state.
Mm-hmm.
A little Bollywood and banging kind of situation. Is that what we're going for?
You're going to love Florida.
She hopes you're not Rhode Island.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.